Oh, my name is Sophie, and I'm 16 years old. Today is January 15th, and I'm speaking with Gay Hill, who's my mom. We're recording this interview in Raleigh, North Carolina. Okay, so my first question is, tell me the story of how you met Dad.
So, Dad and I were at the same dorm at Florida State University. He was on the 8th floor, and I was on the 9th floor. And we were moving in, and we were going up and down in the elevator. And we met for the first time in the elevator. And I thought he was kind of arrogant, but then I got to like him and thought he was really cool, obviously.
Okay, what advice would you give to your teenage self?
I would tell my teenage self that it's okay to be smart and quiet, and you don't always have to try and force yourself to do things that feel uncomfortable, that all that will come in good time. And don't worry about what other people think, even though I really didn't worry about that too much, I have to say. And really value your girlfriends because they are so important and really mean a lot as time goes on.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
One really dumb thing I did in my life was when we were at Florida State, we went out to the sinkhole where people would all hang out. It was out in the woods in outside of Tallahassee, Florida. And we didn't know anything about this sinkhole, but it just seemed really fun. So a bunch of us went out there, and there was a giant rope swing that I had never seen before. I didn't know any of these people, and you had to climb up a tree to get on this rope swing. So you'd climb up on the rope swing, and then you could barely reach it. I could barely reach it, and it would catapult you out into the middle of this sinkhole. So I did that in the pitch dark with a bunch of people I didn't know, and actually could have totally died, but it turned out fine. It was fun, but it was really dangerous and stupid.
Okay, can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influence on your life?
So one person who has been a really big influence on my life is Bernie Dooley. He was the chaplain of the College of the Episcopal Chapel where I went to school at Florida State University, and he was amazing to me. He was very kind and took an interest in me and really supported me intellectually and really saw leadership qualities in me that I didn't see in myself, and just was really there at the right time in my life. Another person who has influenced my life is my husband, Rick. We've kind of grown up together, and I feel like he helped me to become a lot more confident and always told me I was beautiful, even when I didn't feel like I was so much. So he has really helped me become the woman that I am today.
Okay, what was I like as a child?
As a child, Sophie, you were always funny. Like, I hate to just put you in a pigeonhole, but you always, even as a baby, you had a really great sense of humor, that we just could recognize that so early on, which is really interesting in a baby, even that you were funny. So you've always had a really great sense of humor. You've always been very quick-witted, but you've also always had an incredibly compassionate soul. Like, you're always kind and looked out for people. So I think that kept your humor from ever being mean or biting. Like, you could always be witty and funny, but you didn't make fun of people. You've always had a good circle of friends. People could trust you. You were kind-hearted. So that combination of those two things made you a really influential leader and a person that people look to for a friend. You always brought a lot of fun to gatherings, even when you were a little kid.
Thanks, Gabe. What is your best advice for raising kids?
So I would say a couple things. One, we always talk about our village, and we had a group of core people that were in daycare with us, and we all kind of helped raise each other's kids. But our village went much broader than that. We also had adult friends who were so, so patient and willing to bring our children into their families and let them hang out with us, and were really supportive. So having a tribe of people around you that share your values is really important. And then being really protective of your family time. Like, I don't think that we're intense about it, but we've always eaten dinner together most nights as a family. And people make it all about, like, rules, like you can't have technology and all that, but it wasn't ever that. I just feel like our kids have always thought that's what you do, you eat dinner together. And so we do that, and we talk. Our kids can make conversation with adults because they're accustomed to talking with adults and having a conversation. So I think carving out family time, whatever works for your family, is really important. And then I think we also had a pretty clear distinction between kids and adults. Like, I love my children and we're very close, but I don't think my kids ever thought I was their friend. And so we have pretty firm boundaries in that way, and I think that was a healthy thing for our family.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.